Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is time for the picks. Carl's been kicking butt.
Yeah.
Rest of us, nah, not so much. But I know, I think I want to say 2 years ago, you won it last year.
Yep.
Carl's generally been above 500, but this year, Carl is in a zone. You're killing it. You're flying high, kid, but the air's pretty thin up there. Don't get cocky.
It is thin. And here's the thing. I think it gets more and more difficult here as we get closer to the end of the season. And I also think we said this to start the season. The college football start of the year was tough.
Right.
And the reason is this. What you thought you knew about some of these teams, we didn't because of the transfer portal.
Right.
And so teams, there was a bunch of turnover, and you said, oh, they'll be good, and they might not be good. And, like, for example, you go back. Who had Notre Dame losing to Northern Illinois?
Right.
You know, in week 2
after
or whatever.
After beating Texas A&M.
Yeah. So, you know, it's like the early part of the college season, and I'm using that as an example, but I just think it was tough to kind of look at some of these teams until we got 6, 7, 8 games in, Mike. And, look, Vegas knows that too.
you know?
That's why they got all those big hotels out there. But, all right, man, who's in last place?
Big O.
I am officially in the danger zone, gentlemen.
Rome. Now, again, it's the good news is there's only a few weeks left to pick. But we have a rule, standing rule. If you get below 10 games, under 500.
You did save yourself,
though. You're out, yes. I was perilously close. Well, I'm slipping back. I backslid since then. I'm just 6 games now, under 500. Not great. Orin is 18-26. I'm 19-25. Chris at 500, 22-22. And Kyle Dukes, he was 27-17. We did have Rob Tribble make picks for you, which flunked out. So you did not get to the 30-game threshold.
Yeah, Tribble.
You sorry about that.
Oh, all right. Well, I mean, I did call O, and I said, hey, do you want me to send him? Yeah. And he said, no, Tribble's got you.
I blame Orin. Yeah. I blame Orin on that.
What?
Orin, but the last shall be first. What do you got for us this weekend? We got NFL playoffs and the championship.
Just throwing up prayers here, seeing if these things stick to the walls. I only have one line this week, one point spread this week, and that's give me Baltimore minus the 1.5 versus the Bills.
Hang on.
Oh, there's a clarification on this?
I have it at minus one.
Minus one? Okay, well, I'll take the minus one then.
Hey,
okay,
take my even just easier even for you better, to help yeah, out the big man.
Thank you, Chris.
Just getting it out there.
I appreciate you, Chris. That's a very
he
noble thing.
He is on Baltimore, done. Minus one, basically a pick'em.
Pick'em, yeah. The next two I got, I'm going to take some overs here because I suck at picking lines right now. So, yeah, give me the Lions and Commanders. The over-under is 55.5. I think there's going to be points scored in that game, so give me the over at 55.5. And
ooh, that means the Commanders score what, 24, 28?
That's the question. Can Jaden Daniels pull some of his magic? Because you're needing the Commanders to score at least 2 or 3 touchdowns to get to that number.
They're going
to
have to score in that game to keep up with Detroit. So
they are.
Right. One way
Lions
or the other.
Defense also still not fully healthy.
But getting, you know, their front seven is about what, 4 sevenths, 4.5 sevenths.
Yeah, full. They're missing. Yeah. They're just missing the big dog.
Right. The big dog.
Hutchinson.
Aiden.
Are they still saying, by the way, is he going
Super
to be available
they
if they get there?
The story Super that Bowl, Detroit yeah. Free Press says he could technically, hypothetically be available, to Chris's point, for the Super Bowl.
Mike, I don't believe it. I mean, see, well, like, what are we talking about? Him coming out and playing a play or him in the game?
Situational, like a
20-snap pitch count. But remember, the one guy who did it, we saw down at the Super Bowl, Oklahoma running back, Adrian Peterson.
Oh, yeah.
We saw Adrian Peterson, because he's also a physical freak.
Came like back early.
1% body fat, but he was the one guy that was able to come back and be effective.
By the way, side note, Oren, before you make your last pick real quick, there was a viral video last night of Adrian Peterson Jr., playing football. He's about 8 years old, and he has Adrian Peterson's breakaway speed at 8 years old.
Well, you'd have that speed too if your dad's trying to hit you with a switch.
Oh my God. That's cold.
Okay.
That's cold.
Oh, my.
I do remember that story, though.
Oh, my.
All right, Oren, what's next?
Well, Adrian's going to need him to pan out in the NFL, because those finances aren't looking great right now for Adrian either. So my last one. Let's go another over here. The Bills and Ravens are at 51.5. I think they're going
to
be
Oren, it sounds like you're searching right now. Do you not have these picks ready to go? Yeah,
I do have them.
Like
they're
not prepared.
On my phone.
What are you prepared
phone.
To do?
Oren, it sounds like you're like, let me see here. Hold on.
It's written on my phone right now. I will send you the screenshot. Yeah. The over
Carl's
is 51.5.
Right, voice is quivering.
Give me the over. Give me the over at 51.5 in Bills and Ravens. So I got Lions and Commanders, 55.5 over. Baltimore minus the one, the pick'em basically, versus the Bills. And then give me that same game, the 51.5, the over on the over-under.
Okay. It's funny because, you know, it's like, what's that line from Goodfellas? I'm worried about you, Oren. You may fold at the questioning.
You know who Oren sounds like right now?
Did you guys hear it in his voice?
He sounds like Snuffleupagus.
Oh, come on.
That's what he sounds like.
I don't know.
What kick to these picks,
I
man.
I don't know, Oscar.
I don't want to be the one. I don't want to be the one that doesn't get to pick the rest of the season.
I hear you. You're trying to save your world right
exactly.
now.
I don't want to be that one. I can finish 9-under for the season, and I'm happy.
Okay.
That's a goal.
You stayed away from the championship game, though. Any reason?
I just didn't want to, I guess.
I'm just asking. Okay. All right, Turtle, what do you got?
I can't break his chops. I'm only one game better than Oren, man.
All right.
No, I was good, then I was bad, then I was good, then I was really bad.
He who doth equivocate doth fail.
Right.
All right, give me Kansas City.
Wait, hold on. I'm worse than you.
You're skipping.
I'm
breaking Oren's chops. I mean, you're three games better than me, and I'm a game better than him. So, I mean, we're not exactly bringing the heat here.
But you know where you want to go.
I know where I'm going to go. I'm going right to the national championship game.
Okay.
I've been talking about it, and I've been thinking about it, and I'm going to roll with it. And I'm going to talk like John Wayne again. What? Didn't the same thing happen last week?
You did.
I'll tell you what, Pilgrim, I really like the Buckeyes. And, yeah, I'm going to take the 9.5, minus 9.5.
It's not too rich?
No. Okay. I think Notre Dame hangs for a half. I think they can do some of the things physically.
Man, that sounds
Michigan,
rich.
That Michigan did.
Mike, again, I think, because I may be on this one as well, I have it at 8.5.
All right. Yes, please. Is that a bet?
It went down. Yeah. It went down. We talked about it.
Right, I'm going by Vegas Insider, so I'm looking at all the different casinos. If you give me 8.5, I'll take 8.5.
Yeah.
Yes, please. I loved it at 9.5. I'll kill for it at 8.5. And by the way.
Man, that sounds like a lot of points.
Yes. I'm going to take that minus 8.5. Thank you very much. And I'm going to take the under. The under in that, which is now, I believe, 46.5. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
There you go. So I'm going to go under. I don't think Notre Dame can. I don't believe Riley Leonard can handle the athleticism of the front seven of Ohio State. And yes, I do think it'll be close at halftime. But I think there's more depth for the Buckeyes. And I think. Even though Michigan did some things which Notre Dame can do, I don't think they can do it for four quarters. So that's why I'm going that way. And then finally, just to double down, I'm with Oren. If not now, when? Lamar Jackson. You've got to go. It's got to be now. I think even though Zay Flowers is supposedly not practicing for the Ravens, still got a lot of weapons.
Doubtful for the game is his official designation.
Yeah. I just think low four, that's Derrick Henry, man, and you let your man do your thing. Munkin learns from the mistakes against the Chiefs last year in the AFC Championship. I'm taking the Ravens minus the one.
Wow. All right. Turtle, what you got? This is our pick segment, guys, as we continue down. Through the end of the season, and we're having some fun with the games that are going on
now,
this weekend.
The easiest one is probably the Chiefs minus 8.5, but I'm just trying to keep it interesting.
Yeah, I'm also going to take the Buckeyes minus the 8.5.
Man, it's rich.
Guys.
9-point game.
It's a lot of points.
No.
Man, it's a national championship game.
Riley Leonard has been skating by the thinnest of margins in these last couple of games.
All right, Freeman's going to have his guys ready.
I don't love.
Wake up the echoes. No, not going to happen.
You know who we talked about before in this game, Carl?
Who?
Caleb Downs.
Oh, we did. Yeah.
Big game.
Yeah.
It's coming up against Riley
I'm
Leonard,
with you on that.
Who has not been great in these past couple of games. Give me OSU minus 8.5. Give me the Kansas City Chiefs minus 8.5.
That's the
over
bet.
The Texans.
That's the play.
Listen, it's a cute story with Houston overcoming adversity. Everybody had the Chargers last weekend. Kansas City's just 10 times better than them. Yeah. Patrick Mahomes in the playoffs, in the divisional round, undefeated. He has astronomical numbers.
I'm with you. I wanted to bet the Chiefs. I just, you know, you and me going all the way back to when Lamar Jackson was coming out and the Bill Polian comments, which are kind of quasi-racist at the time. You know, I saw this. I've seen Lamar Jackson in person a number of times. The guy's a rock star. I was won over that Florida State whooping. We put 63 on the Noles.
Yeah, you left early. I remember. You called. I can't stay.
Oh, I was...
Because you were so excited. I remember that year. You drove up to Louisville. You were so excited.
It was that beatdown was so bad that Louisville fans would literally come over and buy you a drink.
Hey, man. It was ugly.
Sorry, bro. You made the trip.
I remember.
But I've always been a Lamar Jackson fan. And that's why I'm bet with my heart a little bit. But I think I'm with Chris. I think the Chiefs, if there's a no-brainer this weekend, it's Kansas City.
The other one, though, I'm surprised nobody else is on this. Maybe, Carl, you will be. Give me the Rams to cover the 6.5 versus the Eagles.
You already know. I'm definitely on that. That's your third game?
That's my third pick. Because I feel like they absolutely are – they might be the hottest team in the playoffs.
And they can take away. Now. They can limit Saquon. Not take him away.
Yeah.
They can make. I'd say they make Jalen Hurts beat me.
Correct.
And I'm not sure he can do it.
And don't look now. Over the past 7-8 weeks in the NFL, Matthew Stafford's playing as good as anybody.
I do agree with you. And here's the other thing. If you're telling me that this comes down to coaching, you want Sean McVay or you want Sirianni? I'm going McVay. I'll start there. That's where I'm going. I have that as an upset. Only to cover. I mean, look, the Eagles could still win this game, but we're talking about 6.5, 7 points. I think the Rams can hang, so I'm going to take a chance and roll with that. Man, you guys, I can't believe you guys picked Ohio State. But I'm also picking the Ohio State. They beat Texas. There's no one else I can talk about winning this national championship. They will win. They beat Texas by 2 touchdowns. You're telling me they can't beat Notre Dame by 8.5?
Yeah.
I'm not buying it. Right. I think they'll score, and it'll be a good game first half, and then they'll roll away. That's how I feel. And then I'm with you guys. Look, I told Brian McFadden this. The Ravens are going to pose problems for the Bills with this run game. And the way Derrick Henry is running, they didn't stop him the first time, and they're going to try and stack the box and do all this stuff. Nobody's been able to do it all year, and they're not going to do it now. So I think the Ravens will win this game, and with it being a pick 'em, 1 point, or pick 'em, depending on what book you're looking at, I think, you know, the casinos are trying to get money on both sides.
Yes, yes, yes.
Because
yes.
they know, but I'm going Ravens as well. Those are my three.
The only bugaboo I'll give you guys as a counter is something B-Mac touched on. Buffalo has Matt Milano back.
Yeah, big
he's
deal.
He's their best player on defense.
Big deal.
He's their run stuffer. So if anybody can get Derrick Henry to be stopped, maybe it's him.
Yeah, the problem is when they start to run those RPOs and Lamar breaks you off for a quick 15 or 20 yards.
Right.
That's the issue. It's not just Henry, and that's the uniqueness of what they're doing. It is not a college offense.
Right.
Guys, the NFL takes their offenses from college. All the stuff you're seeing right now in the NFL has been taken from college football. They're doing that now in the NFL. And most guys are not used to defending that. Mike, they ran like a read option last week, and people were like, what is this?
The only hope is Lamar doesn't try to do too much early and then make that turnover that drives you crazy. But I'm hoping this is going to be the year for those guys.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how.
Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Hey, football fans, it's Andrew Filippone, host of the First and Pod podcast. Join me and my co-host, three-time All-Pro Patrick Peterson, as we break down every game every week. New episodes drop on Monday and Friday mornings. Be sure to subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.